listen to the Demented News all day. Whimsical Will here.
It's new. It's blue. It's not soap, so it can't irritate.
It's the biggest surprise of the summer.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
The Four Seasons are back on the Pop Singles Chart.
What the hell are you talking about, sir?
I know it's hard to believe, but a special remix of the quartet's mid-70s chart-topping song called December 1963, Oh What a Night, is climbing the charts.
Now, here's a song that this week is up five notches, over two columns, and across one entire page.
It's from last year's CD, Four Seasons, the Dance Album.
Isn't that one of the biblical signs of Armageddon?
Well, now, give it a listen.
Oh, what a night. Late December back in 63.
That funky music will drive us till the dawn. Let's go, let's boogaloo till we puke.
Gosh, what's next? Salt and Peppa play Woodstock?
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Now, according to Fred Bronson, Billboard magazine's pop musicologist extraordinaire.
Oh, I seen the dude. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, the Four Seasons have seen more than 150 seasons since their first chart appearance in 1956.
When we were less than 70 years old.
Well, back then, they called themselves the Four Lovers, and their debut was You're the Apple of My Eye.
That song was so stupid. It was ignorant.
Bronson reports the 38-year stretch between first and most recent chart hit sets a new longevity record, breaking Paul Simon's 33-year streak.
What is this f***ing ponderous, man? Ponderous, f***ing ponderous.
Noting that Frankie Valli and the Boys have had chart singles in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s.
This thing has gone far enough, and I want it stopped right now. Do you understand?
Well, this latest disco remix is courtesy of Mike Kerb and his record label.
And I think he knows the last on us.
Kerb is a former lieutenant governor of California and the mastermind behind such pop wonders as Debbie Boone and the horrific re-recording of the Righteous Brothers' Unchained Melody a few years ago.
Online, that's
so. Somebody please rip the batteries out of this guy's pocket rocker before he exhumes any more pop gems.
You can't stop him. He's too insane.
Because I don't think I could live through the techno house party remix of You Light Up My Life. And JR from Orange County, California just called me on the Demento hotline.
Hello?
Yeah, turn your radio down, please. You want to turn your radio down, please, sir?
They're big horror movie buffs and are producing a dedicated cable TV show named after my annual Halloween Demented News feature called
Scary Stuff.
And since we're examining demented professions this week on the show, Devin and JR put in their vote for coroner.
I think the easiest job in the world has to be coroner. Surgery on dead people. A lot of leeway there, huh? What's the worst thing that could happen? You know, if everything went wrong, maybe you get a pulse. Sonny, I gained one on the table today.
Which reminds me of a recent published report on why so many coroners wear bow ties. 91-year-old Mimi has the details.
I heard it on TV or I read it in a magazine or something. Somebody asked the question, why do so many people, why do other people, and you know what it was? They didn't have no iron.
Well, not only that, but the coroner consensus is that while performing an autopsy, a regular tie will fall into a corpse's thoracic cavity.
I hate when that happens.
I know what you mean.
And aside from that, coroners are always having trouble getting their luggage on the airplane.
What's the problem?
Well, it seems the baggage handlers have a different interpretation of carry-on. Yes, the autopsy-turvy world of forensic medicine.
I follow a terrible profession.
I'm Whimsical Will. That's the Demented News.
Well, you got to admit it was funny. I mean, all right, it wasn't funny. But it was certainly funny. Sort of
whimsical?
Right, whimsical!
I hate that.